You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. Happy Victory Day. It's Remix Tape. That was National Anthem of the USSR, performed by the Red Army Choir. I'm not sure which version of the choir that was, but that'll get your blood pumping during this lunch hour. Happy Victory Day, с Днём Победы, for the Russian listeners. It's a big holiday in Russia, which is the country I study. It would be cool to think of Victory Day as, you know, more than just a parade of giant missiles down a wide street in Moscow, but that's probably all it's going to be today. So, coming up next, an assortment of tunes before we get into the theme of the day, which is the year in music. But first, just a random prologue while I await the arrival of my guest co-host. So, take a listen to this and some other things, and we'll be back. This is your mixtape.
Yeah. remember that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Hey, it's Remix Tape. Let me just go through what we just heard. I played Loco Amor, which is from a film, the film Soy Cuba. Then I played Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, and that, what you just heard now, is The Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. So that's the prologue. Now the actual show is going to begin. The show called The Year in Music. We're joined.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're joined by someone. Chris Lee is here. And we're just going to talk about music that we listen to in this, I guess, academic year. And why we like it. That's the plan.
Yeah, sounds good.
So should we play the first few songs and then we'll talk about them?
Yeah, do it.
Do you want to talk about them first?
Okay, so we're playing two songs, one from a band that played at Union Transfer. When was it? In October?
Something like that.
Yeah, in the fall. Dinosaur Jr., and we're playing a song from Green Mind, the song that basically started the show at Union Transfer. And then we'll be playing... Should I say everything? Or I don't know. My mind's going in 1,000 different
directions.
Should I say this out?
Sure. Then after that, we're going to hear a song from Taylor Swift's album, okay, which was released in the fall. And then we'll talk about that song later, as well as any other songs we choose to play. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, this is Remix Tape.
I wanna be your end game. I wanna be your first string. I wanna be your A team. I wanna be your end game, end game. Big reputation, oh, you and me, we got big reputations, ah, and you heard about me, oh, I got some big enemies, yeah. Big reputation, oh, you and me would be a big conversation, ah, and I heard about you, oh, yeah. You like the bad ones too,
you so dope, don't overdose, I'm so stoked, I need a toast, we do the most, I'm in the ghost, like I'm whipping the boat. I got a reputation, girl, that don't precede me. I'm a call away whenever you need me. Yeah, I'm on the G side, come to the A side. I got a bad bar for solo, that's what they like. You love it, I love it too, cause you my type. You hold me down and I protect you with my life.
I don't wanna touch you,
I don't wanna be
just another ex love.
You don't wanna see,
I don't wanna miss you.
I don't wanna miss you
like the other girls do.
I just wanna be
drinking on the beach with
you all over me.
I know what they all say.
I know what they all say.
But I ain't trying to play.
I wanna be your endgame. I wanna be your first string. I wanna be your A team. I wanna be your endgame. Endgame.
Knew it when I was young. We connected when we were a little bit older. Both sprung. I got issues and chips on both. Shoulders, reputation precedes me, in rumors I'm knee deep. The truth is it's easier to ignore it, believe me. Even when we'd argue, we'd not do it for long. And you understand the good and bad end up in the song. For all your beautiful traits and the way you do it with these. For all my flaws, paranoia and insecurities. I've made mistakes and made some choices that's hard to deny. After the storm, something was born on the 4th of July. I passed days of the fun, this end game is the one. With four words on the tip of my tongue, I'll never say.
I don't wanna touch you,
I don't wanna be
just another ex-love.
You don't wanna see,
I don't wanna miss you.
I don't wanna miss you
like the other girls do. I don't wanna hurt you,
I just wanna be
drinking on the beach with
you all over me.
We tried to forget it, but we just couldn't end. I bury hatchets, but I keep maps of where I put them. Reputation precedes me. They told you I'm crazy. I swear I don't love your drama. It loves me, and I can't let you go. Your handprints in my soul. It's like your eyes are liquor. It's like your body's gold. You've been calling my bluff on all my usual tricks. So here's the truth from my red lips.
I wanna be your endgame.
Hello, it's Remix Tape. We just heard, as we said, Thumb from Green Mind. That was Dinosaur Jr. And just now we heard the second track off of Taylor Swift's newest album, Reputation, called Endgame, which she does with a bunch of people, including Future. Sorry, I don't know much about him. And Ed Sheeran, who's really popular. And people call him like a hobbit, I guess. It's the hobbit guy.
He's the Justin Timberlake of the UK, right?
Is that right?
I think you said that once, which sounds...
No, I didn't. Right. I never said that.
I think that's true, though.
It's probably a good analogy, but yeah. I don't think I said that. I don't know much about Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I don't either, to be honest.
But But I think it's a cool song. Do you want to say anything about hearing Dinosaur Jr. live? How was that experience for you?
I mean,
they were really good live.
Yeah, they were really good.
My ears were bleeding after, but yeah, it was worth it.
Super loud. I've been wearing earplugs to Union Transfer ever since.
It's a loud venue.
They lived up to their reputation. That was the third time I've seen Dinosaur Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them in 1993, maybe 1992.
In Boston?
And actually in Portland, Maine.
Oh, cool.
They were super loud, and I was an idiot. I was like up near the amplifiers and stuff.
Well.
But anyway. And then I saw them at Cat's Cradle in Carborough, North Carolina. So this is a great show. They did a really good job of summarizing their career. I thought it was a great show. So, but they started the show with them, which is why we started our show with them. I say our show. Taking over.
This episode, our episode, if you will. That was my first time seeing Dinosaur Jr. live. I really enjoyed it.
Don't forget the opening act. Massive.
What was that called?
What was it? It was
called like
Agent something.
Something. It was something pretty intense. Hardcore. It was a pretty hardcore band.
It was hardcore.
It was hardcore. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Good times.
Yeah. We played Taylor Swift. That was totally different. Don't know what to say, except...
It's a great album.
I think it's her album.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is Taylor Swift's best album.
I think it hasn't been...
It's been long enough. We can say it.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. I don't think this album has been as successful as maybe people thought that it would be.
Yeah, I don't
know. Especially since 1989 was so huge. And I just think Taylor Swift is entering a landscape right now in pop music that's changing really quickly.
Yeah.
Things are getting a lot weirder and kind of, I think rap and R&B is exerting a lot more influence off on kind of poppy sounding.
Well, this is definitely like her R&B album.
Yeah, R&B, and that's kind of why it's problematic to me a little bit. Like, I don't know. There is an element of appropriation going on that I think we should be aware of.
But I think she does it well.
I mean, I like her songs. I like her songs on this album.
I mean, I think she does a good job of sort of sticking to the kind of song craft that she's done in the past, but then also, you know, incorporating, different, snare drum rhythm and all this other stuff that you hear in a lot of contemporary R&B and hip hop. I think she's just sort of she's trying to demonstrate her abilities. And I think it would be worse if she sort of did an album that was very similar to 1989. I think, she started as a country music, songwriter, and she's gone into pop, and now she's getting into, something more R&B, and so I think I respect her for that.
I mean, yeah, it's good to have different visions and to experiment in different genres. That's true.
And I think this is a very cohesive album, conceptually, without being repetitive.
Yeah, it's a more kind of uplifting album. 1989 is kind of like a breakup album. It's a little dark.
This is a very vengeful album.
And this one is more kind of what happens, I guess, after a breakup for some people, where you kind of feel a sense of power again and autonomy. You are having maybe new relationships that are just fun. You know, there are a few songs on here where she's just trying to appreciate and be grateful for spending time with somebody, but it doesn't have to be, a long-term situation. So in that sense, it's a very youthful album. And it'll be interesting to see what she does next. I think we need to play more music.
So we need to stop talking about Taylor.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even read about her. I don't keep up with her. I'm not like a celebrity.
Well, her news has been sort of quiet this year. But maybe that's just my impression. What are we playing next?
So next we're going to hear from a Norwegian artist named Susanna, and I've been wanting to play this album for a while, and I don't think I've been able to. I just haven't.
And the backstory?
Quite. Yeah, so I bought the album. It's available on streaming services, but I bought the album, which is called Sonata Mixed Dwarf Cosmos, in Oslo when I was there in January. And the reason why I bought it is because a month before that I bought a different album by Bonnie Prince Billy called Wolf of the Cosmos, and it's a cover album of this album by Susanna, which is from 2007. So the songs are amazing. She has an amazing voice. Bonnie Prince Billy decided to do his thing by, you know, covering an amazing artist.
It's a really faithful cover, too.
And Susanna also is a really amazing, you know, cover artist, if I can describe her that way. And she's done a lot of collaborations with Bonnie Prince Billy and duets. So if you're interested, you should look those up on YouTube. So, yeah, I bought this album in Oslo, and it was a cool experience because there's so much of her work there, and I think music stores in the U.S. don't carry a lot of her stuff unless they're really into, I don't know, West European indie music. So we need to go because I just heard somebody come in, and I'm worried that we only have 15 minutes left of our show, which would be terrible. So let's stop talking. This is Remix Tape.
He's playing in a rock and roll band, and he really knows who I am, all the things I like and the things I don't. We're both stubborn as hell. Guess I'm the most sorry for bringing you down. Sorry for being a clown. Sometimes I think it's over. Sometimes I think I can't make it up to you no more. But all my love is for you, my dear. It goes through eternity. I used to live a rock and roll life, offering free rides in my soul, rumbling, stumbling through people's lives, through my life, living like a soldier fighting a war. Sorry for bringing you down. Sorry for being a clown. Sometimes I think it's over. Sometimes I think I can't make it up to you no more. But all my love is for you, my dear. Thank you.
I sing to you. I sing to you, Genevieve. I sing to you. You don't exist. I sing to you, though. When I address you, who am I talking to? Standing in the front yard like an open wound, repeating, I love you. To who? I recorded all these songs about the echoes in our house now and then, walked out the door to play them on the stage. But I sing to you. Picture you. When we first met, you were 22. I drove my truck onto the ferry to Victoria in the morning, where we met and talked forever in your apartment with evening falling. So I brought my blankets in and slept on the floor right next to your bed. In the morning, barely awake, I saw you standing right above me, peeling an orange and looking hungry. Do you want some? You asked me and then just avalanched into me with pieces of orange and weight and kissing and certainty. I remember you a few days later in Tofino, where we'd driven to play a show you'd set up for us at a surf shop to no one. Slept in the back of my truck and got woken up by the cops, and so went down to the fishing boat docks to ask whoever for a ride across the water to Mears Island to just get left there for the day. And we did, and brought some food to eat and went through the big trees abandoned and in love, totally insane apart from the rest of the world. We had finally found each other in the universe, lying on the rocks waiting for the boat to come pick us up. I read the one book we had with us aloud with my head on your lap, sinking into you, Tintin in Tibet in French. And we thought of devotion and snow and distant longing in the Himalayan air, high and cold, with a bell ringing out. And then right before you died, 13 years later in our house, I remember through your gasping for oxygen, you explained that you were thinking about that high cold air wrapping the globe, singing above the mountains of the gods. And I do picture you there, molecules dancing. But I'd rather you were in the house watching the unfolding everyday life of this good daughter we made, instead of being scattered by the wind for no reason. So I sing to you.
Remix tape. We just heard a song called For You from Sonata Mixed Dwarf Cosmos by the Norwegian singer Susanna. And then what you just heard is from Mount Erie's most recent album, which came out the maybe a couple months ago, called Now Only. We saw Mount Erie. He's on tour. Technically it's in Queens. But it's right next to...
North Brooklyn.
Right next to Bushwick. And that was probably the most amazing performance I've seen in many years.
It was just him and a guitar.
It was just him. And, you know...
And I met him after.
I think you met him. I was too...
Very briefly.
I was too shy. And I think I was shy because, as you... if you heard that song, his music is so personal and raw and painful.
It should be said this is the second album about the tragic death of his wife.
I think she was diagnosed maybe with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And she died a few months after that, so it was a very rapid change.
And also within a few years of having given birth to their daughter as well, so it was doubly tragic that it's not only his loss, but their daughter's loss as well.
Yeah, and he has been able to, I think about his loss by turning it into art. He is an amazing storyteller. I think Tintin in Tibet is a good example of that. How he, you know, the title, we can kind of recognize as this comic by the writer Ashe, as he was known. But then the mention of that book, I think, is also significant that it's the only one they had. They were reading in French. His wife was Francophone and was also an illustrator.
Canadian.
Yeah. And she... I think the interesting part on... It seems it's on her deathbed when she's gasping for breath and the theme of the Himalayas returns, but in a really different way than you would expect. But I just love the way that he weaves all of these details in. And every song is a kind of story, and it tends to move chronologically, whether it's this album, Now Only, or the previous one, which is called A Crow Looked at Me.
Yeah, and it's, you know, his songs are an attempt to speak to her, like the way the song begins.
Yeah, they're often addressed to her, and think all of them are.
Yeah.
And they express not only sadness and loss, but also anger and confusion. What he says a lot on this album is, for no reason. This is a kind of refrain that connects all of the songs together. Just the absurdity of death, and the I don't know, whatever journey that you go on when it happens to you. For me, it makes me kind of homesick. I'm kind of emotional because it's an intense... Sorry. But he talks about going on ferries. Sorry.
Should I say something?
I think you should.
Well, I think that I'd recommend his preceding album, A Crow Looked at Me, which is the album that he recorded immediately after her death. And there's, in particular, a song called Ravens that also captures the ethos of the whole project and just how, you know, using songcraft and songwriting as a way of not only expressing grief, but also trying to take that grief and turn it into memory and turn it into something that can connect people, as opposed to being solely private and solely individual. And I think that's what makes his work so powerful.
Yeah, that he can try to put into words what other people have experienced. I think that's really special. So yeah, I don't know, I wish him the best. I feel like it's really brave to do what he does.
And he's great live.
Yeah, he is. It was...
very stripped down.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah. So, next we're playing Kendrick.
Yeah, we're kind of shifting. But the theme remains, just in a different key. So here's more music. Unless you want to set it up. Sorry, I got upset.
2018 Pulitzer Prize winner Kendrick Lamar. Kung Fu Kenny.
Right, it's true. I'm just trying to find a clean version of this. Okay, we're ready. That's one of the challenges of playing his album, Damn, which I think is one swear we can say on the radio. So from his album, Damn, which won the Pulitzer Prize, Kendrick Lamar with Love.
Damn. Love lost. Damn. All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one to run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
Love me, just love me.
If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still
love me?
If I'm in my mind at work, would you still
love me?
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to
love me.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something,
I got something.
Hold up. We gon' function,
we gon' function.
Hey, no assumption,
no assumption. Hey,
feeling like Tyson with it.
Knock
it out twice, I'm
with it.
Only for the night, I'm kidding.
Only
for life, yeah, only for life, yeah. Only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean. I know what's coming over me. Backstroke oversee. I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out, this feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to keep it all 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one to run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
On the way. We ain't got no time to waste. Popping your gum on the way, and mine away. I don't want pressure you none. I want your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That attitude from your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember Gardena. I took the studio camera. I know Typo be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away. Yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to keep it all 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one to run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
Said I'm deep and I'm fired up.
Yeah.
All I want tonight, just get higher.
Higher.
Yeah, you look so good, it's to die for.
Die for.
Ooh, that good, it's to die for.
It's
a secret society. All we ask is trust. All we got is love.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Kenny Nim. My resume is real enough for 2 millenniums. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, living now. Swear, leaving now. On your pulse, like a CDM. Gas in the like it's premium. Cars in the down in the fast lane. Been a bad before any cash came. I'm established, on a carrot. So my name, run the Atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a red.
I'm a savage, I'm a lumber king. Shimmy, 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 rock. You can tell you can meet me outside. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost hope. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done seen my help, I holler real.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't stop? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or you loyal to yourself in defense? I said, tell me who you're loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would lie for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
I said, I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be another day, baby.
Sex with me so amazing. Vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake like a station. Sex with me so amazing. Sex with me so amazing. Vodka and water and a lemon and a few other things I cannot mention.
Ooh, na-na-na-na. Five fingers on it, five fingers.
Feel alright. The sex doesn't get any better. Make it long, let it be all night. I know, I know. I'm make it hard to let go. Tonight I'll lie tomorrow, even if I'm alone.
Sex with me, so amazing. All this all work, no vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake, like a station.
Hi, it's Remix Tape. I'm just putting on my headphones. So we just heard two tracks from Kendrick Lamar's album Damn, Love featuring Zachary, and then Loyalty featuring Rihanna, and then I played a Rihanna song that isn't from this year, but that I discovered at the beginning of this year, which I like.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on Kendrick winning?
I think it's amazing. I was super thrilled when I heard the news, because I started listening to that album, I think, in January. There's not a bad song on that album. It's an amazing accomplishment. It gets into some really, intense and current, one could say eternal, social and political questions about being black in the United States. And Kendrick Lamar is an amazing rapper, musician. So, yeah, I mean, I think it was a great decision. I don't know who the other contenders were, but I don't really care. And I don't buy into this whole thing about, is rap music worthy of a Pulitzer. I think those people just need to shut up.
Well, for me, it sort of gets at how the cultural system of rewards in this country, that is to say, the Pulitzer Prize, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, these sorts of institutions, they don't know what to do at times with black music and culture. They don't know how to respond to it, how to measure it, how to reward it.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, the awarding of the Pulitzer to Kendrick was really inspiring. But at the same time, I think, it sort of touches upon, does Kendrick need a Pulitzer to legitimate his music? I don't think so. And I think that, his album obviously is important without it. And so, I think it's important to not lose track of that too. I think one of the things I have problems with in terms of prize giving and, the system of awards that, exist in our culture is that it sort of, at times it's, designed to obviously recognize important work, but sometimes I think they can distract from the work itself. And I think, it's important just to listen to Kendrick Lamar and other hip hop artists on their own terms, as opposed to what, a Pulitzer board might say. It also, to be more clear, or to provide another angle on it, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has had this debate about hip hop artists, like, is hip hop rock and roll, is it something different? And so you have, important founders of hip hop, like Grandmaster Flash being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But then you have, a few years ago, like NWA, it was unclear if they should, be in the Hall of Fame and so forth. And so there's all this, you know, sort of back and forth. And again, I think it points to the complexity of hip hop and the, you know, not only aesthetically, but just sort of the complicated place it has in American culture, which is to say that it's its own unique thing. I think when it is assimilated into rock and roll or assimilated into a Pulitzer Prize style reward system, it, you know, it risks losing some of its edge. So I just, you know, I think it's great that Kendrick won, but I think it's also important to, you know, think about hip hop as, you know, something that challenges the system as opposed to being absorbed into the system, if that.
Well, I think that's also sort of the soul of rock and roll, in that this is what rock stands for as well, originally, but it still can. I mean, that's, I think, one of the reasons why a lot of indie music was so appealing to people at a certain period, and why grunge was so appealing to people at a certain time, because it was like rediscovering this kind of inner soul of rock. But I also think, just to push back a little bit about what you said, that hip hop is, I guess, its own thing, but it's also, I think, in the example of some really prominent artists, deeply connected to rock. And in fact, there have been collaborations with rock musicians, like, even though they're not very good, like the ones with Aerosmith, between rock and hip hop. In fact, even on Kendrick Lamar's album, he collaborates with U2. So I think, not to mention certain groups like the Beastie Boys, who have a really interesting kind of classification, I think the issue with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame being uncomfortable, you know, welcoming hip-hop acts has, in many ways, seems to me a kind of racial division in which, you know, black musicians tend to be seen as, you know, more naturally part of the sphere of hip-hop, and rock and roll has been, even though historically, if we think about the history of rock and roll, this is not, this doesn't make any sense. It just tends to be a kind of sphere for these white, like, shredder guitar players. So I think there are still a lot of issues with that. I wanted to say, just because I know we don't have a lot of time, is that I think it's important to give, for the Pulitzer to recognize Kendrick Lamar in this way, not only because the album deserves it, because we still live in a culture that actively tries to suppress, I think, the popularity and the talent of a lot of hip-hop artists. Like, for example, just the other day, some of you might have seen this on Twitter, but there was this incident at Duke University where these two employees, I'm just reading from the story here, a Duke University vice president walked into the campus and he heard a rap song and demanded that the employees be fired. So this is the kind of thing that I think, that I hope, I guess, still, you know, happens less and less frequently as hip-hop artists are accorded the respect that they deserve for their talent. Some of the most exciting music is happening now in hip-hop, so I'm just glad that the Pulitzer recognized that.
Yeah.
I think it is really important.
It is very important. Do you want a response, or do we not have time?
I don't even know if what I said made any sense, by the way.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I guess what my main point is just that I think that the, what's the term I'm looking for? The, you know, cultural critics and the structure of cultural criticism in the United States for a long time, and I think it's ongoing, doesn't really know what to do with hip-hop music. And I think that's an extension of, you know, cultural criticism in the U.S. not knowing entirely what to do about black culture. And so, you know, I think there's certainly a racial undertone to it. And I think the fact that, again, like, you know, Kendrick wins the Pulitzer Prize, that's great. Meanwhile, you know, the album itself goes, you know, relatively unrewarded at the Grammys.
But Kendrick Lamar did win like 10 awards at the last Grammys. Even if he didn't win for Damn, he won, he cleaned up at the Grammys.
Okay.
But just I think, for the record.
Okay. But I think that there's a lot of back and forth. I mean, it's just, it's not, again, and for me, the interpretation is not that, you know, that white critics should just sort of, you know, I don't think white critics understand hip hop. And I think that that's a great thing. I think what it calls for is for, you know, black critics and other critics to be, you know, more at the foreground of how we judge awards and so forth. So I think that, and, you know, frankly, I'd be in favor of abolishing awards. I think that, you know, a lot of annual award winners, you know, these sorts of albums don't last. Music is very hard to judge in the short term.
Well, I think maybe people could still give money to artists. But maybe once, maybe, I don't know. I mean, let's keep giving money. Let's but just give not, more money to more people and these, don't go through the whole hoopla of this stuff.
I think
stuff.
We're totally digressing.
I'm totally, I just want sinecures for all talented writers and artists. Money. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's
Moreover,
going on anymore.
I mean,
yeah.
Hip-hop artists are hardly in need of cash.
Well, they're, I don't, I guess I'm talking about affluent. Not, I'm not saying necessarily we should be supporting, you know, we should support people who already have the money. I'm just saying, I think there should be more efforts to support raw talent or, you know, people who really need financial support.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, in these spheres within American culture that I think are kind of ghettoized in a weird way. Like, they're part of American culture. They're everywhere. We hear hip-hop everywhere. Everybody listens to it. But I don't know. Maybe there's a problem with fear of appropriation or just, you know, a lack of understanding mixed with racism and all kinds of other issues that prevents the U.S. from, I don't know, celebrating an amazing art form.
Mm-hmm.
And acknowledging it the way that they clearly acknowledge other art yeah. forms, like,
well, I don't think hip
like rock music or
goes unacknowledged. I mean, certainly it's the most popular, you know, musical genre at the moment. But maybe we should move on.
Well, so I think Chris has to go, actually.
Yeah, I have to go. I apologize.
So I'm just going to play a couple more songs based on shows that we went to at Union Transfer pretty recently. So I'll play a song from Waxahachie's most recent album, Out in the Storm. And then I'll play a final song by Superchunk. What's the name of the album this is from? The song is called Kicked In.
Yeah, it's... Gosh.
They have, Superchunk has a lot of albums, so it's okay that you don't remember.
I'm forgetting the album title, even though I can picture the cover.
Yeah.
Foolish.
Foolish.
Yeah.
It's a cool album. It's a very memorable album cover.
Great. Well, thank
you. So I'm going to play those things. Thanks for coming on the show. Sorry I got sad.
Thanks for having me.
To you and everyone else. Wishing you a good summer.
Fairies.
Yeah, I like fairies. It's Boat deeper fairies. Than that. Boat fairies, right?
Not magical fairies.
Not the supernatural beings. So I hope you have a nice summer, Chris, but also our listeners, if anyone's listening. And I'll be kind of here and there in July, so maybe I'll come back and do a show then. But we'll see. Anyway, this is your mixtape, and here's our final two songs for this episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, I know I said I was going to be done, but I forgot to say something. So, I'm excited to say that in a couple weeks, or a week and a half or so, I'll be traveling to Durham, North Carolina, to visit my former co-host, Sarah Morris. And I wanted to say that I'm very excited to do that. It's the, basically, what is it, like a year and a half since we've been doing the show. And it'll be fun to see her. And I think it's cool that we ended with Superchunk, which is from that area, and founded Merge Records, which is based in that area. So I wanted to say, looking forward to seeing you, Sarah, very soon. And for the rest of you, I will be back with more shows very soon. And thank you very much for listening, as always. This has been Remix Tape. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Here's your rubber DJ. Life, she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished him-